does.
We have just we like them porched a whole lot with turnip greens. Mm-hmm. And a long time ago, Mother and I have too, as far as that part's concerned. I have a big skillet with water on it, and it be boiling. And when you drop that egg in there, you see, well, of course, a little of it will leave, but not much of it. It'll nearly always stay together if your skillet's real hot. Mm-hmm. And but now we have those little porchers that you have your water underneath, and those little things that hold your egg, you see, mm-hmm. with a little butter in it. Well, it don't stick and out to come.
But you used to just drop them
in hot water. A mm-hmm. long time ago, that's the way Mother did it the whole time.
What did you used to call the two parts of the egg? The
yolk and the white.
And when it came to frying an egg, what did you use?
Well, some of them called them turned over and then scrambled.
I see. Mm-hmm. And some of the utensils that you used, did you ever, remember cooking in a fireplace? Well, your mother had
I have too. I've got one of those old, we called it potato skillets, you know, that we'd round, big old round iron skillet, and it had a lid on it. Well, we'd drag the ashes and hot embers out on the edge of the hearth and have it set up on there till it was hot anyhow. And you put your, you can cook bread in there or potatoes. Sweet potatoes are delicious when there are any ice potatoes are cooked. And then put you some hot embers up on top and leave them about an hour or two.
Did it have legs on? About what, 3-4 inches
yeah,
high?
Yeah, something like that.
I see. Mm-hmm. That's a potato skillet?
That whole potato oven's what we called it. And it had a little hook up on top, and you'd take your old poker and lift that lid up. And if you were through, well, you'd shake your old ashes back in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother ever mention, or did you ever hear anybody mention using a spider?
Any
utensil called a spider?
Well, I don't know unless that'd be something that you'd use a wreck. Have a rod across your fireplace and have two or three different things you'd hang on, like kettles and pots and things like that. Now, I don't know if that was it or not. I don't know.
Sometimes it seems to have been a flat, like a potato skillet, but flatter and with legs on. They would use that in the fireplace.
Yeah. Well, now then, you know, they used to use waffles. I've got some old waffle irons that they used that way. I don't know. I never heard them called spiders, but it might have been. Somebody might just use that name for it.
Did you ever hear of anybody baking some bread or cake in the ashes?
Yeah, you take it. Mama's done us kids that way, eggs. You know, you wet your paper so it won't burn. Wet your paper and wrap it around your egg and put it in there, and they have altogether different flavor.
They do.
And that paper won't burn either if unless you put coals on it. Now, you can put your ashes all around it, and the heat of that stuff with the wet paper makes it, it keeps it from burning, and you can get your egg out, and it's just cooked solid.
I see. What did you use, or would you explain the whole process of milking in the old days, how you did it?
With hand.
Yes.
And they had the bucket.
The whole process, and then what you would use the milk for, different things.
Well, we'd bring, go to the barn with a clean bucket, and wash the udders of the cows, and then milk by hand, and then we'd bring to the house and strain it, and then we'd put it up. A lot of times if we had places dug out in the yard somewhere in the cool of the shade, we'd put that milk in there and it'd stay cool.